You are now tuning into ABD's podcast. On today's podcast, we will be talking to you guys about water pollution and how it harms our planet Earth. Water pollution is the contamination of water bodies. It may take place in lakes, rivers, ocean, and groundwater. Water pollution is a result of human activities when contaminations are introduced into the natural environment. There are different types of water pollution. One of the types is toxic substance. A toxic substance is a chemical pollutant that is not naturally occurring substance in the aquatic ecosystem. Organic substance is also another type of water pollution. Organic pollution occurs when an excess of organic matter, such as manure or sewage, enters. This leads to a depletion of oxygen as the decomposition process occurs. A lack of oxygen can kill aquatic organisms. As aquatic organisms die, they are broken down by decomposers, which leads to further depletion of organic levels. The last type of water pollution there is ecological pollution. Ecological pollution takes place when a chemical pollution, organic pollution, or thermal pollution are caused by nature rather than by human activity.
And of course, a lot of human activities lead to the increase of biological magnification. Industrial manufacturing activities and pollution directly and indirectly release toxic and harmful substances which find a way to the soils, rivers, lakes, and oceans. Industrial processes pollute the environment in several ways by emitting or discharging toxic pollutants into the environment, which find way into the food chain, leading to biomagnification. Mining activities in the ocean also affect and increase the amount of biological magnification. Mining activities in the deep sea is to extract minerals and metal ores like zinc, cobalt, silver, aluminum, and gold, which destroy the oceans and the coastal regions as the mining processes generate scores of sulfide and selenium deposits in the waters. The toxicity levels build up and are absorbed by ocean creatures, which are then consumed by organisms in the higher trophic levels of the food chain. The various toxic chemicals and elements accumulate in the vital organs of the various aquatic creatures, affecting their reproduction and development. For instance, seabird eggs are laid with thinner shells than normal and can result in the birds crushing their eggs instead of incubating them. Selenium and heavy metals such as mercury also affect the reproduction of aquatic creatures such as fish, as it destroys their reproductive organs. Besides, PCB, polycarbonated biphenyls, also biomagnifies and impairs reproduction and is considered high in aquatic systems. Many sea creatures depend on the natural food chain for survival. When chemicals and other toxins are carried into the soils, rivers, lakes, or oceans, and are taken up by various organisms, it disrupts the interconnected relationships within the food chain. It happens when small animals ingest or plants absorb the toxic elements, after which they are eaten by bigger animals, consequently affecting the entire natural food chain. The creatures or plants intoxicated with substances such as mercury, copper, chromium, selenium, and cobalt may also be consumed by humans and top animals in the food chain, leading to the susceptibility to diseases, reproductive disorders, and even deaths.
Moving on, some suggestions we have to Congress are, if there are concerning facilities in the area, such as nuclear power plants, talk to the local government to find out about ordinances and regulations in place to help keep the facilities from polluting the water too much. Work to be sure no one uses the water near these locations for safety purposes. Also, to encourage construction sites in the area to be mindful of runoff complications, ask them to set up proper barriers and to dispose of waste properly. That has been all for today's podcast. Thank you for tuning in to ABD's podcast. See you next time.